Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. We're here with two guests. Zuul Bailey and Ben Breen are both here to talk a little bit about Sitka Music Festival. Let's check and see if that microphone is working, Zuul.
Testing one, two, three. It is. There's
working.
Just no red light on it.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you back. Familiar voice for many folks. And Ben, actually, you've been here as well before.
Yeah.
Let's jump right in. Ben, you're a violinist.
That's your profession.
Yeah. Tell us just a little bit about what your career looks like. Where do you play music? What do you do?
Yeah. Well, I do a bit of everything, really. Play a lot of chamber music festivals, run a little series in Manhattan. Play the odd concerto day with orchestra, record it a little bit, and, you know, a bit of a mixed bag.
And come up to Alaska a little bit,
too. And come to Alaska whenever I can.
Yes.
It's great.
When was the first time that you came up to be part of the music festival here?
I was just looking through, just trying to remember, but I think it's 2013 was the first year.
Okay, so a good chunk of time. And then, Zuul, we were chatting beforehand. I mean, you've been with the festival for 16, this will be your 16th year.
You know, I never know how to count those things, but 2007 was the conception of when I started coming here. So 2007, that would make this my 16th summer, and it would make this my 10th as the sole artistic director, because I transitioned for five with Paul Rosenthal until his 2011 40th anniversary. So we're in our 51st year this year. Can't believe it.
Amazing,
with the new opening of the Minor Music Center at Stephenson Hall last summer on our 50th, we are back.
Yeah, actually, right. So this is kind of going back to pre-COVID programming. So tell us a little bit about what listeners, people who will be coming to the concerts, can expect in terms of that.
Well, you know, thank you for asking. It's they're a little bit shorter program. So I'm trying to hybrid things slightly from what we learned during our 2020 season, which we did one-hour shows without intermissions, and we did two of them. Artists tend to really like it because they got to play the music twice. The audiences did two, because sometimes taking a break in the middle of a show, it's hard to get ramped back up for the second half. So I went the other extreme this year. It's exactly the way it was pre-COVID, where there is one show each night starting at 7 o'clock at Centennial Hall on Friday and Saturdays. But they're shorter programs.
Okay.
So each half is about 35 minutes. It's about 70 minutes tops in music with a break, but it doesn't wear people out. They're a little earlier also. So we can go out for having drinks or dinner afterwards. So we're going to see how that goes this summer. But a lot of people have been asking about those two separate programs in future years and earlier, like at 5 or 6 and also 7 or 8. And I like that idea as well. So that's what we have going. We have the same format. We have the Mean Queen on Wednesday nights starting next week. Yep. We have Box Lunch at the Odessa Theater at Sheldon Jackson campus Thursdays at noon.
Or is that Wednesdays? Thursdays.
Mean Queen's Wednesday night.
Okay, yep.
And then we have the Friday-Saturday concerts. And then we have the Sunday kind of extravagant porch concerts with, like, this weekend, the family concert sponsored by C-Mart and the wonderful Hames family. That will be for families on the porch of Stephenson Hall this Sunday at 3. And then every other Sunday will be another family-type event, including the crab feed and other things like that.
And this wonderful weather should be help people feel excited about coming out. I know.
Don't jinx it.
Sorry. Uh-oh.
Every time I walk out and go, oh my. Well, the planes have been a problem in the evenings, but the afternoons on campus over there are just glorious.
Well, let's focus in on this weekend, and hopefully all of your artists have made it. There's no one coming on a plane.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So tell us. So Ben, you're a violinist, and I presume we're going to have some music that focuses on your skills and your instrument. What kind of are you going to be featured in this weekend?
Sure. Well, it's all chamber music, so it's sort of a nice ride with some great musicians. But we're doing a piece by Gideon Klein, who it's a string trio, so that's violin, viola, cello, with Zuul, and that's a very interesting piece that was composed by a guy who was in the Theresienstadt concentration camp. And he was only in his early 20s, and he had this concentrated period in the camp of composing and also performing these pieces. And then, you know, he met his demise a few weeks after writing the string trio. So we're starting, I believe that starts the program on Saturday.
That actually finishes the first half.
Does it?
Okay. Because I want to have, we're going to tell the story about it. We're featuring the Carolyn Shaw pieces for with the New World Symphony, who are also in residence. But yes, we finished the first half with the Gideon Klein Trio at the Friday night concert.
Right.
Well, and let's hear, Zuhal, a little bit about Carolyn Shaw. So another composer that we'll be getting to hear this weekend. And she's also an interesting person as well.
She's really being celebrated these days. I mean, deservedly so. She's the youngest Pulitzer Prize winning female composer, I think, ever. The Ataka String Quartet from several years ago are really close to her, and they champion her music. So these audiences, in fact, the Ataka String Quartet won the Grammy Award for her collection of works, and I think they titled the record Orange.
Okay.
But it's phenomenal music. It's very thoughtful and invigorating, and everyone's trying to get into her world now. So the New World String Quartet, New World Symphony members that form the string quartet are playing Punctum in Valencia, that'll start the show with just a new... What I tried to do this week is I tried to juxtapose familiar masterworks, like the Mozart viola quintets, which feature Ben Breen on the violin, with new sounds. So on either half, you get something new and something also that very familiar. So we've got, again, the it starts off with Carolyn Shaw on Friday night featuring the New World String Quartet. I have to say it like this. There's actually not called the New World String Quartet. The New World Symphony String Quartet members.
Okay.
and then the Gideon Klein String Trio, which also features, of course, Ben Breen and Christian Kohlberg, who's principal violist of the Cincinnati Symphony in Ohio, and he's been here before as well. Intermission, viola quintet in C major by Mozart. And then Saturday, again, trying to continue to feature everybody in their own kind of voices, we're doing another viola quintet, the other famous one of the five of Mozart, in G minor, again featuring Ben Breen on violin, Natsuko Takeshima, Christian Kohlberg, Stephanie Block, and Isabel Kwan. Those are members of the New World Symphony. And then the second half of the show, oh, everyone can sit back and just kind of bathe in the sounds of Maurice Ravel and his string quartet. It's about a 30, 34 minute work, and it just sounds... you will sit back and know that everything's okay. That's just the way I really wanted to end the first weekend, just with the sounds of Maurice Ravel and kind of the fog coming in over the water in each night. So it should be spectacular.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Well, I think you've mentioned several artists' names, and I wanted to touch a little bit on who's going to be here. I think we were talking beforehand that everyone this weekend is people that are performers that our listeners will be familiar with, except for two people that
That's
are going
right.
to be new.
Carson is playing also with us. His name's Carson Marshall. He's brand new, as well as Isabel Kwan. Great. They're two new members chosen from the New World Symphony to come here. But the rest, including Amy Taylor, being featured at the family concert at 3 p.m. on Sunday, on the porch of the Minor Music Center at Stevenson Hall. She's a flutist, and she's wonderful. She actually is Christian and her are married, Christian Kohlberg, and she's been here as well. And that family concert is actually going to feature the flute because of Sharon Davies. She's our wonderful patron, audience member, donor who helped really make Stevenson Hall possible. And she's been asking me for years to bring a flute, and I was unable to because of COVID. Mm. I couldn't invite any wind instruments to be safe, but now I can.
Wonderful. Yeah, well, it's a jam-packed weekend, and I think we've got a taste of what to expect. If people are interested in finding out more information or even buying tickets, they can go to sitkamusicfestival.org. Also, Old Harbor Books, they can get tickets there, or they can get tickets at the door on the days of the concerts. And then those will be 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall, both on Friday and Saturday.
That's right.
And then Sunday, 3 p.m. on the porch for the family concert.
And this weekend and next weekend, you'll also be able to walk into the lobby and meet our new executive director, Alex Sirio. He's now in town and helping Amy Kramer Johnson to make this all possible.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Zuhal and Ben, for being here this morning and sharing with us what to expect about this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.